9 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Sari Anetta. The Bay of Quinte Safe Communities had their Celebrity Servers fundraiser Monday night at Boston Pizza. Special guests like Police Chief Corey McMullen, MPP Todd Smith, and Quinte West OPP were at the event. Safe Communities works to promote safety and injury prevention. Safety Timmy, a robotic 5-year-old, also made an appearance at last night's dinner. Lynn Nell is the Coordination's Director for Safe Communities, says Safety Timmy, greeted last night's guests.
Passionate about protecting their PIN numbers, and Safety Timmy was joking with them that from where he was sitting, he could see PIN numbers.
Safe Communities received a portion of the proceeds for each meal served during the 3-hour event, raising $250. A Crown attorney alleges a witness at the Kingston murder trial of 3 family members has been caught mixing up his story. The Crown is suggesting the accused told one of their surviving children to make up a story that could help absolve them of guilt. But the prosecutor suggested to a surviving son that he mixed up the family story and is now caught in contradictions. A man, his wife, and their son are charged in the deaths of 3 daughters and the man's first wife in a polygamous marriage. The United Nations and China have asked the federal government to reconsider its decision to pull Canada out of the Kyoto Protocol, the move coming immediately on the heels of the UN climate conference in South Africa apparently caught the UN climate chief off guard. Prime Minister Harper defended the decision in Parliament.
What made absolutely no sense for this country was a Liberal government that signed the Kyoto Protocol, signed what I quite frankly think were stupid targets, and then had no plan after 10 years in office to even implement those. Right. That was irresponsible, and this government is making sure we have a responsible position for this country.
China's official news agency published a scathing article today over Ottawa's decision, saying Canada is inescapably scarring the global anti-climate change efforts. A group of pension experts wants Finance Minister Jim Flaherty to commit to expanding the Canadian pension plan. The group has written an open letter to Flaherty and his provincial and territorial counterparts in advance of their meeting next week in Victoria. It points out a growing body of research indicates that many Canadians will likely have inadequate savings to maintain their standard of living in retirement. Manitoba's ombudsman says it's taking too long to investigate the deaths of children in care. Irene Hamilton says there were 186 cases that hadn't been looked into by last March. But Family Services Minister Gord McIntosh says Manitoba was the first province to review all child welfare deaths.
The president's health has been the subject of some speculation in Pakistan. Some have even suggested that he may have to step down because of it. Officials have denied that, and today his friend said he had a mini stroke and would be returning.
The office responsible for investigating child deaths says they expect to clear much of the backlog by the end of the year. Pakistan's president is receiving treatment at a hospital in Dubai. Chris Brummett says he checked himself in after suffering a mini stroke.
There was no model to go by. There was no protocols in place in any other jurisdiction. So we've really been cutting this path.
A mini stroke occurs when the blood supply to part of the brain is briefly interrupted, causing symptoms similar to a stroke but not as long-lasting. Facebook has added online chat as a suicide prevention tool. Warren Levinson has the story.
Facebook had already been directing users in crisis to suicide prevention hotlines. The new program allows a member to connect with a crisis counselor by opening an online chat.
I think it's just a really innovative and very timely intervention.
Anne Haas is a senior project specialist at the American Federation for Suicide Prevention. She says she knows of no research into whether crisis counselors are effective online, but it makes sense they would be.
For many people, an online chat has a higher level of anonymity.
Nearly 100 Americans commit suicide every day. Warren Levinson, New York.
Some kids are being sent home with skinny little robots after surgery at Boston's Children's Hospital. The meter-tall device enables two-way communication between the doctor and the patient and parents, with a video screen that shows the doctor's face. Vigo Communications of Nashua, New Hampshire, is making the robots. Dr. Hip Nguyen, directs the hospital's robotic surgery research and training center and says this is the first phase of a program that will involve earlier discharges and more complex robots.
We're going to be adding on instruments such as blood pressure monitoring, oxygen monitoring. A child with diabetes could check his sugar, and this information could be relayed to his doctor so that they can adjust his medicine.
The robot can take close-up photos of a surgery wound and move around the house, even looking inside the toilet if need be. Malcolm Morrison has the Canadian Press Business Minute.
The Toronto stock market closed lower as traders took in a sobering look at economic conditions from the U.S. Federal Reserve. The S&P TSX Composite Index fell 148 points, while the dollar was down 79 one-hundredths to 96.69 cents U.S. The Dow Industrials fell 66 points, while the NASDAQ lost 33 points. The Fed is committing to leaving interest rates near zero until well into 2013, while also holding off on any new steps to boost the economy. It says the American economy has been expanding moderately despite a global slowdown, but it added the business investment appears to be growing less rapidly while strains in global financial markets pose significant downside risks. Markets had weakened earlier in the session amid media reports that German Chancellor Angela Merkel had turned down the idea of boosting the ceiling of the European Stability Mechanism, a permanent rescue fund for the euro area. Meanwhile, oil ran up 237 to 114 a barrel. Analysts attributed the spike in prices to military exercises being conducted by Iran in the Strait of Hormuz, a major exit point for Mideast oil shipments. From the Canadian Press, I'm Malcolm Morrison.
That's 91X News to 506. Sean Macy has sports next.
Take the bus. It's always better. It doesn't matter what the weather. If it's too hot, they air condition, and in the rain, they're so efficient. No need to worry about the snow. Belleville Transit was built to go. They've got you covered in every season. From Monday through Sunday, they're all about pleasing. They're always on time with you on their minds. So go ahead and check out your schedule online. city.belleville.on.ca. Visit them today. And remember, take the bus. It's always better.
Good afternoon. I'm Sean Macy with 91X Sports. Even though the Bulls have the night off, there's still plenty of local hockey on tap for this evening. In Junior A action, the Wellington Dukes are headed to Peterborough to take on the Liftlock Stars, and the Napanee Raiders and Picton Pirates are facing off in Empire B hockey. With only three games in the past 2 days, the NHL is back to a busy schedule tonight. There are 12 games on tap, including six Canadian teams. Ottawa, Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal, Calgary, and Winnipeg are all in action tonight. Usually it's the flu bug going around this time of year, but for NHL superstars, it's the concussion bug that's been hampering them. Just a day after Sidney Crosby was diagnosed with a concussion, Flyers center Claude Giroux also got the bad news. The injury occurred last week in a game against Tampa Bay, where Giroux was kneed in the head by teammate Wayne Simmonds. The Philly forward is leading the NHL in points, but will now be out indefinitely. Success is nothing new for the Loyalist men's rugby team, but for both coaches and players, maintaining that success is a year-round mandate. Tara Allaire has the story.
OCAA rugby was resurrected and schools were divided into Division 1 and 2. Loyalist Athletic Director Jim Buck said the switch to Division II allowed Loyalists to remain competitive and keep the program.
If that hadn't happened, we probably would have got out of men's rugby because we found it was too much. The bigger schools just had so many more advantages that it was a real struggle.
Under Coach Larry Cook, rugby at Loyalist College is flourishing and attracting the area's top talent. The prestige of playing for the three-time provincial champions doesn't hurt recruiting either.
Most kids want to play for a winner, so you certainly get the leg up when it comes to recruiting.
The Lancers' success begins in the off-season. Coach Larry Cook says club rugby prepares the athletes for the season and improves their skills against competitive opponents. This has shaped the Lancers into the winningest rugby team in the province. Cook says the high caliber of skilled athletes has made the Lancers' lineup a tough one to crack.
This is like an all-star of an all-star team. A lot of the players, then they come down here and they're competing against all the other all-stars. It's very competitive, so they may not be on the field all the time where they were in high school.
Although championship titles are great, Cook says lessons like discipline, respect, and accountability are learned through rugby. With this mentality, the Lancers men's rugby team will continue to win championships and produce champions, both on and off the field.
Tara Allaire,
91X Sports.
Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker James Harrison has made a successful career out of hitting quarterbacks, but today he wasn't exactly rewarded for it. Harrison has been handed a one-game suspension for his hit on Browns QB Colt McCoy last week. It marks Harrison's fifth illegal hit on a quarterback in the past three seasons. Send us your team or league scores, email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sarah Yanetta with 91x weather.
Tonight, cloudy, becoming partly cloudy late this evening, low minus 4. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, rain beginning early in the evening, high 6. Thursday, rain, high 10. It's 6 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Sarah Yanetta with Sean Macy, 91X News.